if we need to question. In actuality, I have given to you not from myself. I have given to you from sources of documentation that is irrefutable. If a non-Muslim has a question about Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we take the question. But for the Muslims, you have no questions. Just say sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So if there's a question needed, it will come from the non-Muslims. If a non-Muslim wants a clarification about Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we give it to them. But for us Muslims, we don't need any questions. The non-Muslim lady, she asked us about the status of women relative to the life and tradition of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let me refer that to his person. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born of a woman. And every prophet was born of a woman. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's mother passed away when he was about 8 years old. And he fell into the care of a foster mother. Her name was Halima Saadia. And Halima Saadia took care of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, breastfed him, treated him as her own son. And when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam became a man and he was in Mecca, and the Sa'd tribe, when they came into Mecca and Halima was with them, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to stand up at attention, take off his coat, put it on the ground for Halima, for her to sit. And he used to sit in front of her just like he did when he was a boy. And she was from one of the poorest, most destitute tribes. And this is how he respected his foster mother. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to help his wife in the house, cooking, cleaning, sewing his own clothes, repairing his own shoes. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was ultimately respectful to his wives, never ever cursing them, never ever harming them. And he received revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us Muslims, verily all of you have been created from one single soul. That is Adam and Hawa, one single soul in the sight of Allah. Be careful of the demands that you make regarding your rights, and give reverence to the wombs that gave you life. What wombs? Your grandmothers, your mothers, your sisters, your wives. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the best of you is he that is the best to his family, and I am the best towards my family. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, all of you are custodians, and Allah will ask you about that which is in your care. The commander of, or the ruler, is the custodian of the nation, and Allah will ask him about what is in his care. The husband is the custodian of his family, and Allah will ask him about what is in his care. And the woman